KPBS Roundtable offers perspectives from those telling San Diego stories. Join us for weekly conversations with reporters and storytellers, adding depth and context to the headlines driving the news in the San Diego region. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, May 14th. We'll tell you what's new in Mayor Todd Gloria's revised draft budget. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The lawsuit over trash fees in the city of San Diego is now in court. The trial began on Tuesday, and reporting from the Union Tribune says it's expected to last 6 court days. A group of homeowners sued the city after Measure B was passed. The measure ended free trash pickup service for single-family homes. In the lawsuit, the group of homeowners allege the current fee violates Proposition 218. That's a state ballot measure that says utility fees can't exceed the cost of providing services. The city says the fee complies with the law because the revenue it's projected to generate doesn't exceed the projected cost of services. A team of researchers from multiple universities, including UC San Diego, found that governments may influence or shape what AI chatbots say or the responses they'll give. Researchers on the study say if you ask an AI model the same political question in 2 different languages, there's a good chance you may get 2 completely different responses. The example given was if you ask a question about the Chinese government in Chinese, you're more likely to receive a pro-government response than if you asked in English. A co-author of the study says AI learns from the online environment, and those environments can leave measurable traces in how models respond. Another co-author of the study added that the AI model can change the information into what looks and sounds like neutral, objective information. 2 orphaned black bear cubs that arrived to the San Diego Humane Society in March just reached a major milestone. The pair of brother bears have officially been moved into an outdoor habitat at the Humane Society's Ramona Wildlife Center. Once the bears are acclimated to their new den, they'll be introduced to a larger outdoor habitat as well. To keep the bears wild, staff has limited human contact with the goal of releasing them back into the wild once they're old enough. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria announced yesterday a revision to the draft budget that restores some funding for neighborhood services. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta tells us what the new proposal funds and what's still on the chopping block.
At a press conference at the Parque de la Cruz Recreation Center, Gloria said tourism and golf course revenue will allow the city to reverse some proposed cuts. The new draft restores funding for some recreation centers and libraries and for youth and violence prevention programs.
These restorations are being paid for by a slight improvement in tourism revenue, as well as new ongoing funding transfer from the city's Golf Enterprise Fund.
But he said the revision does not restore funding for arts and culture, which is facing an 85% reduction. Gloria said the cuts are necessary to close the $118 million deficit and maintain funding for other priorities.
This May revise will maintain our focus on the fundamentals for San Diegans, keeping you safe, repairing our roads and other infrastructure, reducing homelessness, and building more homes that you can afford.
Councilmember Henry Foster III, who represents District 4, applauded the mayor's changes.
These proposed restorations reflect the advocacy of residents, community leaders, and my council colleagues who spoke up about the importance of protecting neighborhood services.
But Foster also said he hoped the final budget would restore arts and culture funding and that there will be more opportunities for changes in the coming weeks. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
As you just heard, some San Diego recreation centers will be saved under the latest budget proposal. It reverses cuts to recreation centers in Districts 4, 8, and 9, plus 1 in La Jolla. But rec centers in other districts are still in danger of being closed or having their hours reduced. One center still considered for closure is Cadman Park, where Leigh MacArthur and his wife often walk with their grandchildren.
If you invest in an 8-year-old, you've just invested in the next 70 years. So that's where the money should be spent.
Cadman is the only park within walking distance for some local families, and many of the houses nearby don't have yards big enough for kids to play. The cuts originally proposed in the city budget amounted to $5.4 million, with full closures at 14 rec centers. Despite the restored funding, some rec centers may still be closed or have their hours reduced. La Mesa on Tuesday became the latest city in the county to approve an e-bike ordinance. East County reporter Elena Alfaro says the ordinance prohibits kids under 12 from riding standard e-bikes.
The city council passed the ordinance with a 4-1 vote. Councilmember Laura Lothian cast the dissenting vote.
I feel like we need to let parents make decisions for their children. Again, the problem is the teenagers, and it's not the 8, 9, and 10-year-olds with their parents.
But Councilmember Genevieve Suzuki affirmed this ordinance is necessary and allowed under a state law targeting San Diego County.
It simply establishes what California law has long recognized, that some vehicles require a minimum level of physical size, cognitive development, and judgment that children under 12 have not yet reliably reached.
The law, passed in 2024, allows cities to prohibit kids under 12 from operating standard e-bikes that can go as fast as 20 miles per hour. In addition to passing the ordinance, council members also directed staff to explore options for more bike lanes near schools and bike safety workshops. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
South County San Diego received the most federal child care funding in the state. That's according to a new analysis of 2024 data from the California Budget and Policy Center. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the report comes as California lawmakers prepare to finalize the state budget and a legal battle continues over a federal child care funding freeze.
In 2024, the federal government spent nearly $49 million helping low-income families in the South Bay pay for childcare. But even with that support, providers say demand for subsidized care continues to outpace what they can provide.
Currently, for the County of San Diego, have about 2,000 families on the wait list for subsidized childcare.
Kim McDougall runs the YMCA Child Care Resource Service. She says the shortage could become even more challenging if next year's state budget doesn't fund more spaces.
Only 22% of eligible children are able to enroll in what they're eligible for.
Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed budget delays a previously planned expansion of 44,000 subsidized child care spaces statewide. A California lawsuit against the Trump administration over a federal child care funding freeze is ongoing. Newsom is expected to release his revised May budget Thursday. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day. Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus.